We're opposites, but we're both ADHD, but we're ADHD opposites. I care and he doesn't.
No, but it's out. It goes way beyond ADHD for me. When I listen to you guys, I don't really think about that as much as I'm thinking about the dynamics between a husband and wife, especially a wife who's so loving and nice, and a husband who's so sort of apathetic about things.
Mm-hmm.
And I can relate.
Welcome, everybody. My name is Jenny Friedman. I'm an ADHD coach and the host of the show.
Yeah, we need a lot more people talking about ADHD because it's
invisible.
If you had a pair of glasses that can make you see the invisible, what would ADHD look like?
If you're wondering right now where your glasses are, you're probably in the right place.
This show has a mission.
Demystify and destigmatize ADHD once and for all.
Stuff isn't rocket science, people.
Well, welcome today to my favorite ADHD people, Tom and Yvonne Nardone.
How are you?
Hello.
Hi. Great. Okay. I'm so glad you guys joined me today because I wanted to know what's going on with you.
What's going on? We were going to, you know what? Actually, you kind of screwed it up for us because we were kind of planning on doing a show. And then you asked about the CHAD conference. And then I then realized that we had not pre-registered for the early bird discount. So that kind of ruined my day. So we decided not to do a show.
Oh,
so it's kind of your fault. We'll figure it out.
Like, I'm sorry.
Don't worry about it.
I was just excited because
I was kidding. Anyway, I obviously mentioning Chad. Obviously, I'm not angry about that at all. I just thought it was funny. So I would just give you a hard time.
Yeah.
Okay. So don't go off hating yourself.
Are you going to Chad?
I am. I'm going to go.
Oh, wow.
I know. Yeah, I know. Meeting you in the flesh.
Yeah.
So I'm excited to meet all the people that I sort of know, you know, online.
You recognize Tom. He doesn't dress up or anything for the show.
He looks the same with the hat the and everything.
I usually buy him a new t-shirt, you know, something that he hasn't gotten mustard on already.
Yeah,
you
but...
know?
But
I'll make him shave and I'll like do his hair.
Right. You
know? Look,
I'll shave his head.
I'll be wearing the hat. Just look for the hat.
I think we're back in the hat weather, right?
Yes. It's hat weather.
Unfortunately, yeah, the stinky hat.
And how is your hair? Because Yvonne, you had that really cool haircut. Did you?
Yeah, it's still short. That hasn't grown out much. I don't know if I'll ever donate again because I'm just horrified because my hair is so short.
Oh, but you've always had my hair long. With it. No, you've got such a beautiful face. You can pull that off. You could trim it up and shorten it up again.
Yeah, I don't know. If I do, I'll let it grow long again, then donate it again.
Yeah, well, that was a beautiful thing you did.
Yeah, I cried.
I understand.
I think Tom almost cried. He was always never cut your hair short. That was like a deal breaker for us, you know, if you ever cut your hair short.
Yeah, but I kind of like it. And
it's weird.
The only thing, I was at work and Terry DeVoy says, "Hey, Tom, boy, how about Yvonne? Huh? That was kind of an interesting post." And I'm like, "What are you talking about, Terry?" He goes, "Well, her hair." And I'm like, "What?" And he goes, "Yeah, she got all her hair cut off." And I'm like, "Really?" And I took my break and I got on Facebook and I'm like, "Oh, there's Yvonne with the short hair." But it's all right, and it's growing back. But I thought it looked cute. I liked it. It's her hair. She can do what she wants. Now, the thing is, now that she's kind of opened Pandora's box, because, see, and we haven't even really discussed this.
What could you possibly do?
I'm going to do as promised.
It can't be permanent, whatever you do.
That's fine. Well, it's going to take... I told you, hey, if you cut your hair short, I am going to grow mine long. So...
Oh, no.
From now... Until the time
you look like Gallagher with the big
from now until the
head.
Time that I can sit on the toilet seat and it's not cold, I am not getting a haircut. Or am I going to shave?
Yeah.
Oh.
So yeah, going to be an interesting 3, 4, maybe 6 years.
I could do one.
I hope it was worth it. No, actually,
you're just threatening.
That me. Is that.
I'm like,
that,
how do you come up with? How is that? How you it, come
that
up
was
with
the
that?
Agreement. She has to keep her hair long.
I have this thing about him keeping his hair short.
And I would keep mine short. And she broke the covenant. But I accept that from her because I know she did it for a very good cause. And I know she didn't use it as an excuse to just chop her hair off at all. So, and the truth about it is, the reason my hair is short is not because it pleases Yvonne. It's because I don't have to take care of it. I just can roll out. I don't have to. I haven't held a comb or a brush in many, many years. And it's because that, you know, I get my hair just all just crew cut every time. A utilitarian decision, has nothing to do with being stylish or anything like that.
And I do your eyebrows, too.
That is the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
Because they stick out and they're like Donald Trump's, you know, the old guys with the eyebrows. It looks like they got hamsters on top of their.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And he gets that. And it's terrible. And it sticks out and it's just awful.
No, that's just being a loving wife. Grooming. Yeah. That's a good thing.
And he's like, please don't poke out my eye. I'm like, if I poked out your eye, you'd never let me do it again, you know? So I'm not going to poke out your eye because I can't deal with this hair. It'll distract me when I'm talking to him.
Yeah.
I can't stand the eyebrow hair.
Okay.
It was the other day. His grooming is another thing because he doesn't shave until it gets uncomfortable. That's that's his beard, right? Until it gets uncomfortable, he can't sleep. And then sometimes he'll shave off like half of his beard because it's more comfortable to sleep on that side of his face. And then he'll come downstairs with half a beard.
Nice.
Yeah. But then the other day we went out to dinner, which we never go out. And I looked over and he's got like boogers all over the front of his mustache, of his beard. And I'm like, you got to do something with that. I'm like trying to eat. And I'm like, my God, you know, you don't even know. And he couldn't wash it off because it's all stuck in there. I was like, and he couldn't wipe it off or anything. So I was like, I might be snacking the whip on the shaving thing.
Okay. Yvonne, as long as you want to, enroll the Gangster Radio Network and talk about that.
Give it to me, baby.
Yeah, I'm going to tell you, that is all bull. Okay. First of all, it didn't gross you out when you were eating because you don't eat. You drink a stupid protein shake and that is what you call dinner, which that makes absolutely no sense to me. I don't even see how a human being can sustain life doing such
and
a thing.
Still be
it's
fat.
Just stupid. It's
oh, stop. Just stupid. How are you doing with that anyway?
She's not fat. She.
She's not fat, but I'm saying you guys were dieting or something.
Yeah, here's the thing about weight loss. You get to a certain point where you really don't lose any more weight unless it's coupled with exercise. And Yvonne may not like to admit it on the show, but she pretty much has the same attitude towards exercise as I do.
Yeah.
But hey, guess what? What are we doing today, Yvonne?
We're cleaning out my closet.
So why don't we can go ahead and just, so to speak, air your dirty laundry.
It's my unkept closet. It's so bad I can't get in it.
Is it like exercise to like dig through it?
Yeah, I guess it'll be.
Yeah, she asked me for my box of giant garbage bags.
Yeah. Well, see, I've got, you know, different sizes of clothes, you know, for fat clothes, skinny fat.
Oh, I know.
Skinny clothes. And I got all these different clothes. So I've been losing weight. So I've been just throwing the clothes on the floor of the closet. And then they just kept piling up to where I can't even walk in there.
Wait a minute, is it the clothes you can't wear anymore are in a pile?
Some I can wear, some I can't. I don't know. I'm going to have to go in and try on clothes as we're doing it.
That's what they say you should do. If you haven't worn something in 2 years,
yes,
you throw it out.
Throw it out.
That's the Oprah rule. I learned that on Oprah.
Yeah, I've heard that.
And then I think that if you throw out things that you have shrunk down and you can't fit into them anymore, get rid of them. Because mentally, you can't go back.
Yeah, but you will, and you'll just have to buy new clothes, which isn't a big deal because we go to Goodwill, so it's like $3 an item. But
and I go up and down like Oprah in my weight, so I always have to keep different sizes in the closet for my weight. So
I understand that. I have everything from like a 2 to a 16.
Wow, 2. Oh, I can't imagine. I wasn't a 2 when I was 2. Yeah, I mean,
I really should get rid of it because... in fact, I got rid of most of it, but I did keep a pair of jeans at size 2 because they're like my trophy jeans. Like, see how little I used to be? It's ridiculous. It's not a healthy thing.
Yeah, that's small. That's really too small.
I looked like a skeleton back then, but I didn't eat.
You didn't eat? What did you do? Just coffee and...
No, not coffee even coffee, cigarettes. Diet Coke and cigarettes. Yep.
Cigarettes. Yeah. Cigarettes helped me. I stayed thin smoking. That when I quit is when it got a real battle. About 2 years. But I gained about 60 pounds when I quit smoking.
Yeah. You don't really hear them talk much about the health benefits of smoking, do you? But you do hear on this.
Yep.
That's good, Jeanne. Hope the kids listening are lighting up as we speak.
I felt better when I smoked. I liked smoking.
I did. I loved smoking.
I loved to smoke and talk and chat and gossip and smoke. There was nothing better than being on the phone with a cigarette and a Diet Coke.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. But my sister-in-law and I talk about, like, she always says, I look so cool when I smoke.
But then you smell people that smoke now, and it's like, oh, my God, did I smell like that?
Yeah,
you
know? They're pigs, all of them.
So I can't stand the smell of smoke now.
I'm kidding. I can't.
Now, Tom smoked for years, but went after I quit, and he'd have to change his shirt and everything before he came in the house.
She made life a real pain in the ass when I smoked.
Yeah, not really, though.
Yeah, it's actually more amazing how much she put up with, but... you know, I do this vaping now, so I haven't had a cigarette in 2 years.
Yeah, it doesn't smell bad or anything. Yeah.
But no, wait, isn't the vaping, isn't that still smoking?
It's still got nicotine in it, but it doesn't have any kind of, it's just a water glycerin thing.
So there's no tobacco?
No tobacco.
Yeah, it's the same stuff they put in Amstel Light.
It just has a little bit of nicotine in it, so you get that dopamine.
Oh, see, to me, the tobacco is the cool thing.
No, we tried tobacco flavors and actually wound up running sweet stuff now. What do you vape? Cinnamon?
Yeah.
And he's vaped like apple pie and
all kinds of
really weird.
One thing I learned is,
awful,
you know,
disgusting flavors.
Smoking doesn't necessarily have to taste like, I mean, there's better, like James always gets tobacco flavored. I don't, but that's, ugh. I mean, I just...
No, at first I did.
Yeah.
The tobacco.
Yeah, I like the...
slipping back.
You know,
to maintain our smoking creds, you know, we got tobacco flavor at first, but we realized, you know what, the other ones are just better, so...
That's good. Wow.
But you know what irritates me is it's just become this beatnik, yuppie, asshole hobby... and these morons get in there and see how thick of a vape cloud they can blow, and that there's like competitions, and it's just a stupid hobby now, and it just makes me sick to be a part of it. So, you know, I'm not one of those people. I just do it to not smoke. It's not like, you know, I don't go out looking for the latest and greatest this and that, and these people customize it, and it's just stupid. Yvonne loves to hang out in these vape places.
Well, no, I do. I hang out there when I read, because it's air conditioned, and I get away from work, and I'll go there and I'll vape and I'll read.
There's a place really close to,
and I got a VIP ticket, so I can so I can get a
10% off.
Just sit there. It's like a lounge, and they play good music, and they have nice, comfortable couches. And I sit there in the vape mill because I drink a shake because I don't eat. And so I have an hour of lunch, so I sit there and I'll read autobiographies of like old 70s TV stars. Right now, I'm on this kick.
By the way, in what direction is this show going? I mean, I'm perfectly fine to sit here and
chat. Oh, I'm sorry.
Don't be sorry. I mean,
I'm talking about our ADD.
I'm not judging. I'm asking. I just wondered if there was a specific thing you wanted to discuss.
Well, did you want to know anything in particular about us?
Well, you know, the thing that I thought I would ask is just because I don't know how you feel, but it's ADHD Awareness Month.
Mm-hmm.
Is there any particular feeling you have around that? Because for me, the feeling is I hope more people find out that it's a legitimate thing and and get, you know, some of the myth busting. I don't know.
That's don't know if all the memes and all the Facebook stuff is getting outside the ADHD community. That's my concern, is that we're only promoting within our own community.
Right. Which is, and that's, which everyone's already aware of. Right.
They're already aware. So I'm kind of like, oh, you know, I'm already know this stuff. What, you know, why is this popping up my Facebook? And then I'll, right. Know, I don't tend to share it because I'm a manager and I try to pretend like I got my shit together.
Right.
And so I don't really, you know, to walk around talking about being ADD all the time. So,
and I think that's, you know what, that's legitimately
so I don't share it.
A lot of people feel
Facebook.
That way.
Yeah. No, because it's considered, then they'll call you a scatterbrain. Have you ever been called a scatterbrain?
Actually, I grew up with the dumb blonde thing. Yeah.
A dumb blonde thing. Well, I got scatterbrain. And I hate that. I hate that expression. And so, yeah, I don't advertise it, you know, the awareness of it, just because I'd keep it as a personal thing for me.
Right. Well, that's what I was curious
I'm bipolar.
About. Yeah.
It's different. It's different. Bipolar didn't keep you from getting your job done. It actually gives you a little bit of extra energy at times. So I do tell people about that, but I don't tell them about my ADD. I think it's too much. It's just going to tip them over the edge.
Got it.
All right. You know, ADHD awareness month. I actually forgot until I heard the first person say something about it coming up, because October is like so many things in October.
It is breast cancer awareness.
It's don't wear a bra day on the 13th. I can't do that. I can't do that. I'll hurt myself.
Is that a real thing?
I'll hurt myself. You know,
it's gonna
go below the waistline.
God bless you.
I get them stuck in something.
I had a girl the other day, I was buying a shirt, you know, that looked really bad because I've gained weight and it didn't look good. And the girl says to me with a straight face, she goes, oh, you should take off your bra. And I was like, yeah. That's going to make it better.
Goodness.
I remember.
No, it wouldn't.
I'm like, yeah, no bra day is, I'm not participating in no bra day.
I'm going to make a note
awareness.
Right now.
I gave my hair away. I'm not giving my bra up. And my favorite thing to do is take off my bra and my glasses when I get home, but, you know, not when I go out, you know, I'll get injured on something, you know.
No, I hear you, but who told you, do you remember who told you about
it? I saw it in one of those memes, you know, for breast cancer awareness on Facebook. And I said, there's no way I'm going. And they show this girl with this, you know, perfect small boobs, you know, in this bra and, you know, taking it off or whatever. And I'm like, if I look like that, yeah, I could do that, but I don't look like that. I, you know, I have jugs, you know, and
yeah,
nice,
they need
dear.
Support. They need support.
Well, yeah, no, the girls need support. I hear you. So yes, to your point, Tom, it is, there's other things going on in October.
But I see the importance of ADHD awareness for a few different reasons, but personally, I don't have a need for other people. I don't have a need for other people to know that I have it, to know about it, or to understand what my limitations, such as they are actually. I don't really. Okay, there's a guy at work, and you know, and I just mentioned. I mean, I don't make a point to let people know I'm ADHD, but I'm not. I don't worry about it, and I must have mentioned it in passing in some conversation. He goes, ADHD. I go, oh man, that's just a bunch of made up nonsense. Now, without even a hiccup or a stutter in this conversation, I said, yeah, well, you know, there are a lot of people that feel that way. And I just went on with whatever we were talking about. It didn't bother me a little bit that he thought that it was all BS. I don't care. It wasn't even worth me bothering to take the time to explain it to him. You know,
right.
He wasn't trying to be, he's a friend of mine. I don't care that he doesn't believe it. It's okay. I can't honestly say that if I wasn't ADHD that I would buy it either. I might not.
I really didn't buy it when I first read about it.
Huh?
When I first read about it back in the early or late 80s, I read an article about adult ADHD and I said, this is ridiculous.
And look, I mean, I know, I mean, and please don't misunderstand anybody listening that, you know, I have no doubt in my mind. Okay. It's not that at all. It's just that I'm I guess, a little more tolerant to, and I don't mean people who are, you know, who make an effort to be belligerent about it or to, you know, start up something. That kind of irritates me. Eric had a guy like that show up in his blab meeting in the chat.
Oh, I saw that.
Yeah. And I didn't really get angry with him. I just sort of was just trying to, you know, just messing with him, you know, a little bit. I wasn't angry. I didn't say anything, you know, like that. And Eric saw that. I guess he saw the conversation like that. I don't know. I don't think he booted the guy.
He said he thought it was an opportunity to have that guy learn something.
Yeah. And see, Eric is a great guy. And I understand there's another person who is a friend of mine on Facebook. And every time this kind of thing happens, that's the attitude. Well, maybe we can help this person understand. Okay. That person wasn't there to understand. It wasn't there to learn. He was just there to cause trouble. Okay. Mm-hmm. And for in a public forum like that, you're not going to get somebody to just say, oh, I mean, on a blab or even in a Facebook group thread. The only way that's going to happen is, you know, after it happens, maybe a private message back and forth. But I commend Eric for being professional and mature about it, unlike myself, who was not and don't care. I mean, that's just not, I don't, I'm okay with how I was, but I don't have a need to teach him anything. Right. I mean, I just don't, what good's it going to do anybody? I just don't get it.
Right.
He's not. It'd be one thing if he was there asking the questions, saying, well, I sort of just think, you know, it wasn't like that. It was, you know, really heated and really uncalled for. And he was just trying to get some attention.
I agree. I thought the comments are rude.
Yeah, they were. So I'm not going to waste my time, you know, trying to teach him. And look, I'm not saying Eric was wrong. I'm just saying he felt differently than I did. I know who those people are. I've seen them in other groups, and I just, you know, I just paint them all with the same broad brush and dismiss it.
I guess the reason I thought to ask you guys was just, well, because you have ADHD, but also because you have your podcast. And real quick, let me mention your guys' podcast is The Tom Nardone Show, and you can find you guys at thetomnardoneshow.com. So back to what I was saying, so does it come up? A lot of people that deal with ADHD as a topic are bringing it up, hence me. But
we touch on ADHD like in a different way, in a different way with a different kind of brush. We'll do a show like, are you ADHD or are you an asshole? You know, right. You know, right. Like, are you the person at the stoplight that doesn't go right away? You know, are you an asshole or are you ADHD? Which is it, you know, and so we do talk about ADHD, but we do it in a funny way. You know, that person's probably ADHD.
Oh, I love your show. You absolutely do it in a funny way.
Yeah. And we've done many, many shows, maybe even most of them, perhaps not even mentioning ADHD, except to, you know, the title of the show or whatever, are ADHD. We are both married. And what we talk about is basically the testimony and the opinions of and stories of a couple who is living with ADHD and how, you know, and I think that the heart of our show is that, you know, we, Yvonne and I are the best of friends. And I was talking with a lady, Billings is her last name. Maria Billings is actually going to be starting up a podcast. She reached out to me and asked if I wouldn't mind talking to her about a few things and I was just explaining this whole thing to her is that, you know, the real spirit of our show is just that, you know, Yvonne and I have such a great relationship in spite of so many things that are sources of drama for so many and you know, I mean, Yvonne is like myself, is very open to, you know, talking about just about anything.
That's what I love about your show is that you guys, the dynamic between you two is
we're opposites, but we're both ADHD, but we're ADHD opposites. I care and he doesn't.
No, but it goes way beyond ADHD for me. When I listen to you guys, I don't really think about that as much as I'm thinking about the dynamics between a husband and wife, especially a wife who's so loving and nice and a husband who's so sort of apathetic about things. And I can relate because that's very similar to my relationship with my husband. you know, so I laugh because I feel this camaraderie when you
talk. It's like I'm married to Ralph Cramden, you know.
Yeah. And, you know, in the comments, it's funny because, you know, we do get a lot of people that really do relate to Yvonne, or a lot of people that really do relate to me. And
yeah, I really do. I feel
it's a lot of fun
with Yvonne. I've said to my husband before, I'm like, you can't say that. Like, are you trying to be Archie Bunker? Like, what are you do? You know, and he's not like that 100% of the time. He's like that 2% of the time. But it's that 2% that stands out in such a contrast from
the way you believe.
Yeah, from this great guy that I adore and love. And so it's a funny contrast to me. It's not one that I really don't get mad about. It's funny.
But you accept it the way he is, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, completely.
Yeah.
It doesn't, you don't sweat it.
No.
No, I don't sweat it either. And I think that's a secret, is that we don't sweat the small stuff.
And most of it, I mean, look, everything that we've not said anything that wasn't true, but, and those are a lot of the things though that we do talk about are things that perhaps have happened, but it doesn't necessarily mean that's the rule. You know, I mean, it's when Yvonne asked me to do something, I mean, you know, obviously I can't be the way we portray ourselves every single time, but you know, it's the one time that this happens. So, you know, and that's of course what we talk about. It'd be a pretty boring show if all we talked about is, you know, Yvonne asked me to do this and then I went and did it. I mean, so, yeah. You know, it's, you know,
I know what you mean.
I mean, you know, most of the stuff that she asked me to do, I do. It's just, it's, and it really isn't about me doing it or not doing it. It's about my attitude about doing it. And that meme that I did yesterday about the day before about the garbage, you know, that's actually a real thing, a real conversation that we had.
Right.
Okay, got this weird thing about the garbage and she just likes it. She just feels good when there's an empty bag in the doesn't, I mean, yeah. She says, Tom, listen, I'm going to the grocery store. Would you mind taking the trash out? I said, oh yeah, no problem. And I was on my computer and so she left and a couple minutes later I got up. I walk in the kitchen. I'm like, there's two cans in this garbage can. I mean, there's two Coke cans and that's it. That's all that's in here. I said, I'm not. And she came home and she just looked. I mean, she knew why I didn't do it, but it's just, or like, okay, I did, you know, it's just us now. She drinks a can of dinner. You know, that's it. One can a day. That's about as much trash as she makes. Now I eat like two cans of beans. So it's like, there's like 15 cans in the garbage can, which doesn't even come close to the halfway point. Okay.
Right.
So fine. She wants it empty. I empty it, but I take it out to the garage. It's a half a bag. It's 15 gallons of garbage it's 7 gallons of garbage in a 15 gallon bag. And I put this 15 gallon bag in a 75 gallon garbage can. Okay.
Yeah.
It barely covers the bottom when I hits the thing. And then here comes Tuesday and she wants me to take the garbage out. Why? I mean, why not just give the garbage man a day off, let him roll by the house. And next week when the can's, you know, closer than a half full, we'll take it to the street.
Why stink and draw flies?
It's just ridiculous. The can is the size that it is. I mean, why not utilize it?
We're in South Carolina. It's humid and hot and there's all kinds of insects.
In the garage. When's the last time you were in the garage?
I don't go in there now.
You never go in there. So yeah. Who really cares what's in the garage?
Well, I could see her point about the smell.
Well, of course you can. But see, the thing is, though, you open the door and 2 hours later, it's gone. It's and there's no smell there. I mean, it's not like we don't even eat. We don't even eat.
Yeah. Yeah. The diet thing is. Well, I remember there was, I think, a little period of tofu experimentation.
Oh, yeah. That came and went faster than disco.
Yeah. Well, Tom just didn't buy into it.
Oh, yeah. Blame me.
I kind of stopped cooking was what happened. I just got done with cooking. And I just, Tom wanted me to cook something last night. And all I could come up with was like these pre-made burgers and terrible and frozen french fries. I mean, that's what I came up with. That's what cooking was to me. And it used to be, I used to make like pork chop dinners and all kinds of stuff and bake and do sweet potatoes and all these kinds of things and make tabbouleh, which he loves and I refuse to make. And I just somehow in my head, I just can't cook anymore. I just, the stove might as well be a cardboard box because I don't use it. We just use the microwave.
Oh. Okay.
One thing about me and her is I hardly ever ask her to do anything. Okay. The only thing I would say that I consistently do ask her to do is to run my prescriptions to the pharmacy and to pick them up. But it's only because she's there every other day anyway. So I just figure, hey, as long as you're going, I would never ask her to get up out of her chair and go, hey, I just want to sit here on my ass. Why don't you? I know she's not going to do that for me just to do it unless she has somewhere else to go. So today she was going out to get a book before we did the show here, and she picked them up on the way back. She brought them in there last Tuesday when she had to take hers in, and they didn't have it ready, or they wouldn't have it till today. So that's, you know, and it was fine. That but one, I recently asked her, I asked her, hey, tell you what, why don't you see if you can like fix dinner tonight? That'd be kind of cool, because it's been so long. Mm. I forgot what it was like.
It loomed over me all day. Loomed over me.
Boy, now see that it almost did. Sounds it, like me talking over
yeah,
there.
It was like you.
It's like, it's like there's a like mirror you. In front of the table.
You've had a bad effect on me.
Well, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Not really.
Well, when you're dieting, you just get sick of stir frying.
No, it's horrible.
You just get sick of all that stuff and you just start not eating.
That is when the healing begins, is when you start getting sick of all that stuff.
Because, and that's when the weight starts coming back.
Yeah, that's when I end up going, oh, screw it.
So what you're telling me that when you get sick of what you're eating, that's when the weight comes back? You're both wrong. That's when the weight starts coming off, because if you're sick of the stuff that you eat, you're only going to eat it when you're hungry. See,
the level of discipline I have not achieved.
We just don't bring it in the house.
You just don't bring it in the house.
Eat it in the car.
You can't eat what you don't have. You know, I mean, just, you don't, you just, that's just what you buy. You know, you don't go when you're hungry and you just buy garbage and that, Alan Brown was, when he was here on the show, He was laughing. He couldn't. He just had this vision of us walking into the house with nothing but cans.
Yeah.
But honestly, when we come back from the grocery store, that's all we have is cans.
It's cans.
Everything we eat is in a can.
Oh, I know. It's heard on the show the beans. The beans are a big thing.
I buy it by the cases.
She completely quit buying vegetables, and I have no idea why.
Because I don't know why.
But I'll tell you how, what.
Because I'm doing the protein shakes and it's got all that stuff in it. So.
We really like Brussels sprouts. I love Brussels sprouts. It's like my favorite vegetable.
All right, you nuked them.
Yeah, but here's the thing. The cheapest place in town to get those, I think it's a pound bag they come in, which is a great serving size. Sometimes I'm really hungry. I'll go for two. But they're $1.15 at Trader Joe's.
No, you can't beat that.
Oh, you can, because let me tell you what else. At Home Depot, like our neighbor is Academy Sports, right? They're right next to us, and next to them is Trader Joe's. We absolutely every single day that we go to work pass Trader Joe's twice, once there and once back. And right. I don't know what it is. Yvonne has the same thing. I have no idea what it is, but
we can't
make ourselves go. When I get off work and I clock out and I walk out to my car to go home, I cannot make myself. No matter, I could know that we don't have a single thing to eat at home. We've eaten every can of beans. Yvonne's drank every shake. There, I know that there is nothing in that house that could possibly substitute for dinner. I don't know if that is even enough to make me stop on the way out of there to get anything at Trader Joe's. I mean, and it's all a parking lot thing. I mean, you don't even get on the street to get there. You just move across the other side of the parking lot and they're there. But I can't bring myself, because I'm so excited to go home at the end of the day that I just don't want to think about having to stop anywhere. I mean, I'll tell you, I don't drink hardly ever. And it's not because I'm disciplined or responsible. It's because of the same thing. Like yesterday, for example, I did it. I said, you know, I'm off for the next 2 days. It's been a while since I've, you know, I'm thinking I'm going to stop at the liquor store and, you know, sneak it on up here so Yvonne doesn't see it. I'm on the way home and I said, oh, hell with it. I don't care. I don't want to do it. You know, and I just don't do it. And it's because I don't want to stop.
Well, I don't even know what to say to that.
That's ADD right there.
That's right.
Yeah.
So, that's ADD. So there, right there is there. Literally no way I could ever be an alcoholic because I'm just well, too lazy. Good. I don't have the initiative to do what it takes to be a proper alcoholic.
No,
to drink enough alcohol consistently to be an alcoholic.
I'm
alcoholic proof. Sure. And see, I could not go back to smoking, even if they outlawed this, you know, which I don't imagine they will, but there's always rumors about it. But I couldn't go back to smoking because it's my life is so much better because I don't have to constantly wonder how many cigarettes I have, where are my cigarettes, and are they in my car? Did I leave them at work? Where's my lighter? You know, I have two packs of cigarettes, but no lighter. Scour the house. Can't find a lighter.
Because I used to throw them away. You know,
and then I have to. Every so it's raining. And then I have to go stand outside in the rain and smoke, which I don't like being outside anyway. You know, I mean, there's where do you kick the ashes? Yvonne will complain about, oh, there's all these ashes on her front steps. It's like, who cares? When it rains, they're gone. I mean, it's over.
It gets tracked in the house.
Yeah.
All right. But anyway, that's all over. But I'm just saying it's such a pain in the ass smoking. I just wouldn't do it. I'm as likely to go cut the grass tomorrow as I would be to.
Right. Well, that's one of the upsides, right?
Right.
Yeah. Well, and then another thing I wanted to ask you about just to get caught up with you guys was how has it been post book? The writing the book was a very big process.
Yeah. It was. I don't know.
It's better because he's not so confined up.
And he's not really writing the blog anymore either, right?
Yeah. So yeah, it's
but
nice.
I quit that, you know, around the time, well, shortly before I released the book. And I really just quit that a couple of months before the podcast started.
He got a new Xbox, though, so that's given us a little bit of trouble.
It's given us a lot of trouble. Because I'll tell you one thing. Me sitting on my ass watching TV all night was just, you know, that was so helpful around the house. But me sitting on my ass all night playing the Xbox, you know, doing something interactive, using my brain, trying to solve problems, you know, using my brain to figure things out. Yeah, that's a problem for some reason. You know why? Because it's fun. So it's a problem, right?
Well, you don't sleep all night and then you're just worthless the next day.
It was no different than when I was watching the Justified. Binge watched and Justified, and then binge watched Hannibal, and then binge watched one with Alan Shore, not Alan Shore, but the guy,
yeah.
Blacklist. And those were like three kick-ass shows. I just binge watched all three of those series in a row, and then I went back and did it all again. So I did that twice. It took a lot of time and you know, a lot of commitment to spend that much time, you know, devoted to such a thing. But then Metal Gear came out and now I'm kind of into that, but I'll tell you, it's, you know, I don't know what people's in general, their attitude are towards games, but games get a lot of, you know,
bad press.
Yeah. Well, yeah. And from the parents and I get that some of the games are inappropriate. This one certainly would be, you know, qualify as that, but you know, it's past the violence and the, you know, whatever else is the content of the game. You know, it doesn't make any sense to me. The same people who will talk about, you know, they don't let their kids sit in their room all night and play games for 4 hours. But, you know, these same people will sit on the sofa in their living room and watch two football games in a row and just wonder where the 7.5 hours went. And not even that, but watch the pregame and the postgame show. And then the next day's Monday. Oh, hey, Monday night football. Okay, that's okay. Okay. But it's not okay to play a game. Now, the game that I'm playing is and there's a lot of games are starting to, you know, be more like this. I mean, they have been for years. They have been getting better where you don't just go through it in a linear way and okay. And, you know, like Pac-Man or whatever, it's, you have to figure stuff out. I mean, you have to, you know, the AI on the games is such that, you know, you have to act, you go, you're trying to infiltrate this base and kill everybody there. But, you know, there's a whole bunch of different,
I can see why it's.
I mean, you can like this game now, Metal Gear. I mean, you can approach it from the top of the hill and snipe them. You can come in from there and crawl in. I mean, you can do it any, like if you were really doing it.
So the guys that you're killing aren't always in the same position in the same place waiting for you.
No, they're not.
Okay.
And they generally, now they have patterns. I mean, they'll walk one way and then and you kind of watch that and say, okay, well, as soon as he goes back, I know I got a little bit of time to get behind this rock. And then when he comes back, I'm going to jump out of the Rock, I'm going to strangle him, and then I'm going to send him back to Mother Base with this balloon that I have just upgraded to. Okay, if you should go in YouTube, Metal Gear Solid Phantom Pain, and you'll see what I'm talking about. But see, you have to think a lot, and it's difficult. It's a hard game, but and that's a problem. But oh, by all means, watch some overpaid asshole whine about his life while he plays football, and oh, and make sure the announcers talk about how much money he makes, because you know all that's important, right?
Yeah.
So make sure. So that, but that's okay. See, I don't get that. That's a little bit hypocritical. So all of you there did.
Okay, so since you're not writing anymore, you're finding more time to do other things.
Yeah, well, yeah, it's what we've been talking about.
He's been productive. He's built a music studio.
Oh, yeah. That, yeah. And you know, I got to give a lot of credit to Eric Tivers for that, you know, because I wouldn't have, honestly, I wouldn't have done it. I mean, my room, you know, it's the angle. I mean, there's messes in here. But the thing is, it's like my room can get messy now. But when it does, it's like so quick to clean it because, you know, one thing that we did is I got everything out of here that I couldn't do without. So everything in here, and I don't want to hear your comments, Yvonne, but everything in here is a necessity. Okay. Everything except
she's looking around like,
Yeah. Yeah. So, you know, when I clear away the dishes and the clothes and the garbage, the only thing left is awesome. So
that's how you want it.
And I have to thank Eric for that. You know, I guess I learned something about myself, and I think I've mentioned it before, but it, and that's, I guess I believed it when I said it. I really did, but I really saw it in the group. And that's that, you know, I'm not really, it's not so much that I am lazy so much as that I am just obsessive. The thing is though, I get obsessed with the Netflix, you know, this series. I've just got to keep watching it until it's done. It's no different than when I have a big plate of food, whether I'm that hungry or not, I just have to finish this plate of food. Or in there, you know, when I was working in that room. And Yvonne can tell you very un-Tom Nardone like fashion, I came home and didn't stop. She wanted to sit down. We always, when I come home, we sit in the den and chit chat. I didn't want to chit chat that day. I wanted to go straight upstairs, but she's been home. And, you know, most of the ladies out there don't know what it's like to live with me. But if you did know what it was like, you would fully understand how awful it must be to know that I am near, but you have no access to me. Like, correct. Yvonne. But anyway, yeah. And she was a little irritated that I wanted to go. And I get
you know, that does actually, that comes up a lot with couples with ADHD. But a lot of times it's because the other person doesn't have ADHD. And they don't understand this, I have to do this thing that I'm compelled to do because I'm interested in it and I've got to get it done. And you have this thing.
Well, Yvonne, you talk about when I was doing Eric's group. What?
It was amazing. You were just, he was cleaning everything. He was just getting his act completely together and he was working on stuff and doing projects that he would never do. He got rid of a tree in the yard.
Right. I never thought, yes,
it was, yes. Yeah, he dragged, yeah, it through the house. But we're getting over that.
But how was how was the interaction though with him?
He was a lot more, he was more disconnected from me. He was just connected with what he was doing. So it was we were less social because he was so into doing the projects and accomplishing things and doing all these things. It was kind of a little bit lonely, actually.
Yeah.
Have him off doing all those things and me kind of doing nothing.
Yeah. That's what I call the absence that's felt.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I just got obsessed with that room and I came in, you know, it's like, I kind of was enjoying what I was doing in there. It wasn't really so much about being finished. And I mean, at one point it finally did, but it never got finished. And it's not because, you know, I didn't really know what that room, I knew that I was going to clean that room. I knew it had to be cleaned. It was terrible, but I had ideas for it. Like it was going to be my man cave annex because I'm running out of room for my toys. So now it kind of still is, but I didn't present it to Yvonne in the right way. The idea
of another,
Tom cave up here did not appeal to her. Yeah. However, the majority of toys that I had up here were all my guitars, my amps, my, you know, all the music stuff. The majority of Yvonne's stuff that she had in the guest room, which is not her lady cave, but it's a place where now all the musical stuff that we have in the house is in that room. So it's really freed up a lot of room in here and in there, and it's been helpful. And the room looks really great. Everything's just displayed and the guitars are hanging on the wall. And
I would think that'd be more of a space for Yvonne anyway, because she's the musical one, right?
Well, both of us play.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I actually taught Yvonne how to play the guitar until she got where she knew a few chords and decided that she could continue on without the benefit of my counsel.
She's great.
You heard her on the accordion, and Yvonne's a pretty decent guitar player for, you know, and she plays
keyboard.
She plays piano.
Yeah.
And the ukulele and the guitar.
So I didn't know you did anything. I thought that was all her.
No, I've been playing the guitar for like 25 years or more.
Oh.
I play the classical Spanish guitar mostly.
He plays the beginning of many songs.
Yeah, I don't really, you know, but that's a good thing. And I don't know if I've talked, I guess I probably have early. It's been a while, but, you know, I wasn't able to learn a whole song, you know, because I just get bored with it. And I just, you know, or one part would just be too hard. And I was like, oh, hell with that. I'm not that good. But I never really tried at it. But when I got on medication, you know, I went from having, you know, four of these little easy songs that I could just play over and over, you know, that I knew them really well, to having like 16 different songs in my repertoire from four, like within 6 months after medication.
Yeah.
So that, and I even played out, I played a couple of weddings and I played the place downtown called the Coffee Underground, and kind of trying to understand why I would have been downtown.
Well,
I know.
I guess I wasn't always like a hermit. You know, I used to have no problem leaving the house. I don't know why.
I made it too comfortable here for you.
Oh, yes, I do. Yeah, I do. Because my life at home was shit, back then. So that,
and now you're happy.
Yeah, I was happy as shit to leave.
Yeah. Well, so it's sort of like a sound studio, it sounds like.
Yeah, it's got the, that was a stink bug, by the way. Make sure I get that.
No way.
Well, I had to throw it. Can you believe that?
Another stink bug.
Again, on the show. That's the second stink bug on the show.
I think that means good luck.
I don't think so. You don't want to squish them. Do you get those where you are? Do you get the stink bugs?
Very rarely.
Oh, they're terrible.
Yeah.
But that was like that is my favorite show moment of all the shows we've done. It's on it's within the first 2 minutes of the ADHD dating show. That's when that happened. That is my favorite show moment ever of all the things we've ever had happen on the show. That is my favorite moment. Well, that, and yeah. And the second would be when Yvonne threw my iPod across the room and she meant to get the couch, but it hit, slammed into the arm and the wall and everything.
Yvonne, what's your favorite show moment?
Actually the stink bug was probably the funniest, or actually when you did an intro about productivity and changing your life, and I couldn't stop, but I laughed during the intro because it was ridiculous.
Oh yeah, that was,
because it was ridiculous.
That was a good one. Yeah.
Funny.
Yeah. That was actually, Jeff Copper did that bumper for the show. That was his, the one with him on it. So that was
right
too. I didn't,
you guys are like good times.
Yeah.
Oh man. Well, thank you so much for coming on today. I wanted to get caught up with you. That's all. You know, I thought
we'll
catch up, and the thing that's great about your show and the thing that's great about you guys is that you let people into your lives, and people, I enjoy the show because of that. I feel like I know you more than I actually know you because, you know, I hear the show and you feel it's such an intimate moment and you're just sharing it.
No, yeah. I think a person who listened to the whole show would transition pretty. I mean, I think they do know us pretty well.
Is why I hope you go to New Orleans, because I would love to meet you in person.
Yeah, that would be a lot of fun. And look, the plan is that we're going now. Whether or not we actually register for the event, I don't know. We're going to do what we can, but we are planning on being there. So we will be loitering around the lobby. So anybody that wants to skip a presentation, we are happy to hang out with you. And I'll have my Zoom recorder. We'll be probably doing my plan is every day we're there is to broadcast, broadcast some kind of a,
yeah,
this is what's going on at Chad today, kind of a show from there. So that'll be a lot of fun. Maybe, we can, if we're down there, we can hook up in your room and do a live show
That might be fun. That'd be great. Yeah. So we'll just, keep in touch. It's a month away, so we'll find out.
Yeah. It's coming up on a year, Christmas Day, that we've been doing the show. And honestly, all the people who leave us comments and, all that kind of stuff, they really are the reason why the show is continuing. And all the people who just listen and don't leave comments, well, I'm happy to have you as listeners, but you people have absolutely nothing to do with our continuing the show. So just, hey, don't get up. Just sit there and just listen. Don't feel the need to tell me anything.
Right. Now,
but see, Yvonne just doesn't care.
Yeah, terribly arrogant.
I don't care.
I know. I think it comes off as, it's just that's his...
his pat on the back.
Yeah, what he likes out of it, but... I'm really curious if you guys have a plan for a 1 year thing. Like, would you go out and do a I asked you this before.
Well, we talked about doing a remote show going out and what it's like to go out together.
Oh yeah.
And how much we yell at each other.
You know, we did that one time, yeah. But I don't know. We
yell at each other.
We went for a walk.
Car, like,
she wanted to,
time.
I mean, all we're just sitting down in the den and she goes, Tom, come on. And I'm like, what? And she goes, I want to go for a walk. And I'm like, Yvonne, I'm a professional walker. I probably walk 6 miles a day at Home Depot. That's what I do. I don't think she was there at the time. And yeah, we went down our street and across the main road. And then we went and walked around the block of that other neighborhood. There's a lake there. And then she wanted to do a second lap. I was so excited getting around to the thing, knowing that we're about to turn right to head back home. And she wants to do a second lap. And it was all I could do.
They complained that I walked too fast.
And I brought the recorder with us, but the recording quality was such that we really couldn't, it wasn't really usable. And that's a shame because solid. That walk was just solid gold. I mean, it would have been a really great show. We got to figure that out.
I don't know the answer there, but I would think that it would be a lot of fun to listen to.
Yeah, well, it would have been, but I had to delete it because it's all gone. It's just ours, I guess.
Well, yeah, I don't know. Sometimes, I mean, how bad was it? Because I put up bad quality sound. I don't care.
Yeah, I know you do.
I know.
I'm kidding. Great. I mean, I'm kidding, but you do. I'm just kidding. It wasn't bad. Like you couldn't hear it. Like, I mean, sometimes Yvonne would be loud. I was holding it. So obviously the things I said, you could hear, but I mean, I actually thought about having her overdub it, but that'd just be too, it wouldn't have worked.
That's technically,
if I thought there was any way to salvage it, I would have. It just wasn't, I mean, there were one moment that you could hear great, but there was nothing fun going on.
Boy, that worked out. It just didn't.
Oh, okay. Well, it's still a goal. So thanks, guys. Thanks so much for coming in. I hope to see you in NOLA.
All right.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
The TomNardoneShow.com or TomNardone.
Oh, yes. I have to give all that. Let's do that. So
that's the most important part. No, I'm just kidding.
I do put it in the show notes and I do advertise it with hashtag.
I know. You always do great for us.
Tom Nardone.
And I appreciate you letting me post in your group and all the sharing that you do.
Thank you. Well, I think the whole point is, I mean, it can't be my private Idaho. If I only knew about you, then... what good is that?
All right. Mm-hmm. Hey, thanks for having us.
Yes. Bye.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye. Thank you.
They are just so awesome. Please do go check out Tom and Yvonne at thetomnardoneshow.com. And also, if you're interested in purchasing his book, go to tomnardone.net/book. And I will put all these links in the show notes. That's it for the show, everyone. Thank you for tuning in. And whether you have ADHD yourself, or live with or love someone who does, or both. Remember, we're all in this together, and everybody benefits when we begin to see through the other's eyes.